Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're so excited to be back today because we are in our summer love series. We decided to do a fun little series this summer on just all things dating, breakups, stories, relationships, all the things.
All the juicy romantic stuff you've been waiting for.
All the summer love because we just...
Because we have all of the wisdom on this because we've been in so many relationships.
We really do.
It's wild. If you're new here, you know, you might believe that to be true, but if you've been with us, you know that we are not in a relationship, either one of us.
But we have decided to take some wisdom. We talked about good biblical standards to take straight from the Bible about, you know, godly men, godly woman, how to put that in your life,
build
things
your
like that. Yeah. So today we are talking all things breakups. Which is really fun because I honestly, if we're being completely transparent here, Britton did most of the work for this, okay? So all the background, all the planning, she did most of this. So I am really along for the ride right now. So if I say something really wise, it's because I'm just wise. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, so you are going to take the reins on this one. I want to hear what you have to say about breakup.
So I kind of did some notes on this because obviously I've never been through a heartbreak. I've seen and witness some of my friends that have gone through breakups or a really hard time in a relationship that they've had with somebody special to them. And I've kind of realized that when you go through a breakup, that's normally the end of a season. Mm-hmm. And I know it's really common. I mean, at least at our school, I've seen this, but it's really common for a relationship to end, and maybe it ended because it was really toxic, or if it was just not working out one-sided or both sides. And I've seen a lot of people just keep going back to that toxic relationship because they're trying to find some kind of fulfillment. Mm-hmm. And I know that that is not the best place for you if it's a toxic relationship.
Yeah, they think that it feels comfortable to go back to that relationship is what I've seen.
Yeah, and I think something that a lot of people need to realize is that whenever you're going through this heartbreaking time, instead of turning back to the person that was kind of the issue in the first place, or not necessarily that person, maybe it was you, but like going back to that relationship that was toxic, instead you should go and lean into Jesus, because I think a lot of times some people will go through that heartbreaking time and then they'll feel like Jesus is just abandoning them. Mm-hmm. And that's not the case. And it's not that God doesn't love you because he's put this relationship in your life and then he's decided to take it away from you.
Right.
That's not really the case, because in the Bible it says that Jesus is weeping with you. Like when you cry, Jesus is crying too, and he feels your pain. The reason that he came to this earth and experienced everything that we did was because then it's not like we can just say, well, he doesn't know what we're going through, because he literally experienced these things. Yeah. And maybe it might not have been a breakup in a relationship specifically. Mm-hmm. He's experienced heartbreaking times.
Mm-hmm. Because he came to the earth in human form. So he's experiencing the same things, or he did experience the same things that we experience, even though his might have been the death of a friend, mm-hmm. or something along those lines, he still dealt with this heartbreaking time.
Yeah, and something that I always go back to, and this is really for so many different circumstances in your life, but I think it can really apply to the heartbreak and like dating aspect to it, is in Ecclesiastes 3 in the Bible, it says, there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. And that's the first verse. And when I was like, I've gone through this passage, and it's one of my favorite passages in scripture because it's such a good reminder and it like lists a bunch of things. But I stopped when I read this verse because it says there's a time for everything, mm-hmm. but it goes on to say a season for every activity under the heavens. So while you're walking this earth, there's a season for every single thing that happens.
Yeah.
And a season like winter, spring, summer, fall, that season is a period of days. It's a period of time, and that summer doesn't last all year. Mm-hmm. Winter doesn't last all year. And there's a reason for that, because the earth needs to function in different ways with the terrain and the all of the different things. So a season in your life is because it's either setting you up for something in the future, or it's helping you heal from something in the past. And then one of the verses that I just picked out is a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance.
Yeah.
So I think I love how it puts weeping and laughing and then mourning and dancing, because those are like polar opposites right there. And I think it's so important to know that in your heartbreaking time, mourn with it. Like, don't suppress your emotions, because if you push down all the emotions you're feeling, then it's going to come out later in ways that you do not, you can't control it.
Yeah.
And so the reason that God created each emotion was for us to feel it. Like, God would not have created mourning if we weren't supposed to mourn, you know? Like, then what's the purpose of it?
Yeah, like Jesus wept in response to his friend dying, and it's a common response. Mm-hmm. We have these emotions for a reason. And I love what you said about the season under the heavens.
Under the heavens, yeah.
The season under the heavens. That's so cool, because when we think about it, you know, when we get to heaven one day, it's going to all be one.
We're not going to experience
forever.
This
forever incredible season. It's not a season to it. There are no seasons.
Like, it's just endless.
It's just endless. Yeah. And that's crazy to think about.
Like, when I start thinking about that, my mind is like, I can't even process
because it's so powerful and beautiful. There's going to be no heartbreak, no more mourning, no more death, no more sickness, any of that. But right now it says there are seasons under the heavens. So there's going to be seasons where you are living your best life. And there are also going to be seasons where you're not. But all of it is going to come together for such a cool purpose. So that's a really good way to start off this whole concept of, you may be in a heartbreaking season right now, but that season doesn't last forever.
Right. I love just how it's worded also. And like, obviously this is only one translation in the Bible, but I love how it says activity. So it's almost like, you know, you do an activity and it's over. And it's like, there's a specific time for each thing, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's so cool. What do you think that you are supposed to do in a breakup? Because people go through different kinds of breakups, obviously. I know there's different kinds where it could be mutual, or it could be a really hurtful breakup, or it could just be, you know, you were the one that broke up with the person, but then you still feel sad about it. There's a lot of different depths to it. But what do you think you should turn to in a breakup season, and what should you not turn to? Because obviously there's different ways people cope.
Yeah, and I think it really depends on the person, so I can't say something specific for you to do.
Right.
Because everybody copes in different ways. I, like, as I've said multiple times on this podcast before, my body deals with grief differently than other people's. But I think one thing that you mentioned about, like, what do you do in the breakup? Because I feel like sometimes it might just feel like you're just stuck. Because obviously the person that you've been seeing or dating or going out with or spending a bunch of your time with, you're pouring into that person because they're a bigger part of your life, and they're held up to a different standard. So then when that person is taken away, then you're like, oh, well, what do I do now? A part of me and a part of my normal routine has been taken out, and I don't know what to do with myself now. But I was reading, as we've talked about multiple times, the Demi Tebow book, A Crown That Lasts. And a phrase that she said was so cool, because she said, don't use the rejection or like your broken heart in this case as a stopping point. So don't just quit right there and just sit here, but use it as a stepping stone. So experience the pain in the moment and feel that mourning, as we were talking about a second ago, but then rebound stronger and come back with a deeper relationship with the Lord, and try to lean on God and turn to the Lord in your situation.
Yeah. What you just said about the Demi Tebow thing is such a good line, that you should use it as a stepping stone and not as a stopping point, because like you said, there is a time where you should mourn. Like, you can't just suppress it and be like, I'm fine, I'm going to move on with life. Like, that is not healthy at all. But something so cool about, I was listening to one podcast by, I don't remember her name. Anyway, it's a Christian podcast that she's best friends with Madison Pruitt Trout, the girl that we read her book. And she talked about breakups, and she talked about a breakup can be kind of weird, because for some people, it's like the death of a person that's still alive.
Right.
Because the person is still on earth, but maybe it was so toxic, which not always, because I know some people end up being friends with a breakup. Mm-hmm. That's different. But if it was a hurtful breakup, then it could be like you have to shut this person out of your mm-hmm. life. And it's almost like you're losing them, even though they're still there. So it can be so hard to deal with because you want to go back and you want right. to keep saying this, or you want to say, oh, well, this could be fun. Like, what would happen if I did send this text? You know, it might be kind of fun. But then at the same time, you've got to learn how to like set that boundary and just let it go. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So the things that you should turn to, you should turn to God, as you're saying. You should say you should turn to God and you shouldn't turn to things that might be toxic or toxic mm-hmm. relationships. What do you think turning to God looks like during a breakup season?
I think it's a lot of a mixture of things, because mm-hmm. people can grow spiritually in different ways in different seasons. So right. there might be a season for me where I'm reading my Bible like every day and I'm reading scripture and pouring my life with that. And then there might be a season where I'm getting it from prayer and worship, or like reading different books that are written by Christian authors, or doing this podcast. Like, you can grow spiritually in different things. And I think a heartbreak is kind of a mixture of all of those, because you can reach out to the Lord in praying to him, being like, just Lord, please help me. I don't know what to do with myself, or mm-hmm. like, help me to not send that text message. Help me to not jump straight back into them. And maybe that's reading your Bible and reading scripture, because I think it's so important that you are listening to what God has to say in your breakup. If that's the end of a season, then that means a new season is about to begin. Yeah. And God is maybe that person that you've just ended a relationship with. Maybe that is going to be the person that you end up with, but not right now. So mm-hmm. you had that season with them. Don't go straight back to them if you know like they're the one. Maybe it's right person, wrong time kind of thing. And I think you should always take the moment, because obviously a breakup happened for a reason. So you need mm-hmm. to step back and think, okay, kind of assess the situation once you're in the right mindset to, and then reach out to God and be like, okay, what do I do next? Mm-hmm. Is this another thing that you're calling me to do? What, just open your eyes and deepen your relationship with him, because God is going to reveal more to you if he trusts you, because mm-hmm. you know, you have to build a relationship with somebody, because I'm not going to open up to a stranger that I just met because I don't trust them with that information. So God is going to reveal different things to you when you deepen your relationship with him. And I think you should always be reaching out to him in those hardest of times, because strength does not come from you. You can't find strength on your own. You have to get it from the Lord. And I think that's so crucial in that breakup, mm-hmm. in that season when you're kind of waiting and you just don't know what to do with yourself. So then try to lean on the Lord, so then he can give you the strength to get through the next day, or yeah. to get through the next hour, or whatever it is for you that you need to do. And I think one of the things that you can do in like the healing process is maybe that's opening up your heart to forgive somebody that's hurt you. And mm-hmm. I had some kind of notes written down about this. And so I looked in scripture and I was reading it and I was finding this passage, and I found multiple in Matthew. So one was Matthew 6:14-15. And it says, uh-huh. "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." And I know that in the Bible, it repeats that same idea like 4 different times mm-hmm. directly. And it kind of mentions it other times. And that really means that this is important
mm-hmm.
because you have to open up your heart to forgive other people. And that doesn't mean running back to them and or mm-hmm. sending that text and being like, "Hey, I forgive you because I know you did all these wrong things to me." It's just forgiving them almost like in your brain, mm-hmm. inside.
In your heart.
Maybe
yeah.
you need to say that verbally out loud, but not to them. Just mm-hmm. say it, and then you'll release that. And then your heart will be open to them, so then God can openly forgive you.
Yeah.
And I think there's also in Matthew 18, kind of like 21, 22. And it's when Jesus is telling his disciple Peter that you should forgive 77 times. Mm-hmm. And it's not like you don't just forgive seven times. So that means however many times that somebody can do you wrong, you still have to forgive them over and over again. Mm-hmm. And I feel like some people are going to be like, well, why should I forgive? I mean, I know it's in the Bible, but why should I open my heart and forgive them? Because they're never going to know if I don't tell right. them. And in Matthew 5:48, it says, be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. And forgiveness, in the Bible, it specifically says you're supposed to be like Jesus. And Jesus forgave 77 times. He was always forgiving. And that's kind of, it's not specifically, I mean, it's just, that's another fruit that mm-hmm. you can produce is forgiveness. And that's a way that your heart can be better and open to that person. So then you won't be as frustrated, because breakups can also cause a lot of anger.
Yeah.
Like I've seen some of my friends become really angry at their mm-hmm. ex or whatever it is. And that means that that's stirring up some emotion in you that's not going to be healthy for you. And yeah. so you need to find a place in your heart to forgive them, because you can't just hold a grudge mm-hmm. for your entire life. That's not going to do anybody good.
Yeah. I think that's such a good point with anything, whether you're in a romantic relationship with the person or if it's a good friendship or even a distance family member or somebody that has hurt you or has turned against you. If you've gone through this heartbreaking time, then it's so important to forgive. Like you were saying, it's on you. It's mm-hmm. not on them. Forgiving does not mean sending them a text message and being like, I totally forgive you for this, 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 and then we're going to get back together. That is not forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Forgiveness is almost a state of peace in a way. I know it's not the exact same thing, but when you forgive someone, you're almost putting yourself at peace and you're saying, you know what? I know they are hurting, or I know not that they are hurting. It's, I know that they hurt me, mm-hmm. but I know it's because they're not perfect. And if you bring that to God and you say, God, I know this person isn't perfect, just like, you know, I'm not perfect. So I pray that you would forgive me and forgive them, and you would help me forgive them, because they don't know what they're doing. You know, mm-hmm. there's multiple times in the scripture where it says, oh, well, they just don't know that they hurt you or something like that. You know, I don't know the exact scripture that says that, but it's just such a crucial part of a breakup season and a heartbreak, some dark time. It's so important that you learn to forgive and not base that on how other people are going to receive it.
And I think it's also, like you said, that peace, it's mm-hmm. like you're a burden off of you is just lifted.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really important to have that burden lifted, because that honestly might make your breakup season easier.
Yeah.
Because then your heart is open. And even though you're still, I love what you said about the like death of somebody who's still alive, because you're still mourning and grieving over that loss, mm-hmm. but it's a little bit easier because you're not feeling the weight of like, I still haven't forgiven them because they did me just so much wrong. Mm-hmm. But it's in the Bible that you need to forgive, because that's our goal in life. Like that's our mission, is to be like Jesus and be perfect. I mean, I know we're not all perfect, because the same thing is with you. If it's a toxic relationship, then you've probably wronged the other person too.
Yeah.
And you have to not specifically ask forgiveness from that person, but ask forgiveness from the Lord and be mm-hmm. like, I know this isn't all their fault, mm-hmm. but I am forgiving them from stuff, but Lord, forgive me. Because once you forgive them, then the Lord will forgive you, because it's two-sided. It can't just be one person does everything bad and then the other person is perfect.
Like, yeah.
That's not how that works normally.
Yeah. Yeah. I think overall this whole episode, such a crucial thing in a breakup season, whether you're in one right now, you know someone who's in one. If not, I'm sure you'll know someone eventually. Yeah. They happen all the time.
It might
or
be
if
you.
It's just, or if it's just some kind of heartbreak, it's so important to turn to God. And I know we talked about, you know, forgiving and talking to God about forgiveness, and also asking God for counsel in how to navigate a breakup and asking him for wisdom, but also just sit in his presence sometimes mm-hmm. and just read from his scripture, read a psalm, read a proverb, and just say, God, what do you want to teach me today? What do you want me to hear? You know, show me something that you want me to learn. And maybe the wisdom and the peace and the comfort will come from something, even though you're not necessarily asking for it specifically. Mm-hmm. Something about just sitting in his presence is also such a big thing that can be so helpful during these times.
Yeah. And I think doing that and having God reveal those things to you will mm-hmm. give you a sort of assurance.
Yeah.
And knowing what he, like knowing a little bit of his plan and knowing that he does have a plan for you because you're in communication with him and you know that he loves you and all of those things. Because honestly, heartbreak can be such an unsure time because you're yeah. like, what am I, do I go back to? How am I going to like experience this? What is, there's just so much question in it mm-hmm. because obviously a big part of your life is kind of put at stake here because it's like, I don't know what to do. And so when you're really getting that relationship with God, then that helps to ease that relationship or ease that season and yeah. hopefully get you through the heartbreak in a healthy way. So then you can be better either if that's you're going into another season of singleness or you're pouring into your friends or maybe you need a new relationship now. And that's mm-hmm. a way that you're rebounding back because it's more godly.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I've learned a lot from this episode from doing all of this like research about it and trying to figure out this topic because I think this is going to help if I have to ever have to deal with a breakup in the future. So
yeah, I feel prepared.
Yeah.
And for anyone watching, we want to hear your breakup advice yeah. for whenever one of us eventually get a relationship.
Any crazy breakup and stories.
Yeah. Crazy breakup stories. Those are hilarious.
Yes.
So anything that you want to drop in the comments, we would love to hear it.
Yeah.
But thank you guys so much for joining us this week. Great job on planning this episode. It was so good. I loved learning all the wisdom that you shared.
Thank you.
And we will see you guys back next week for another episode.